Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om namo Bhagavate.
Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 2, text number 11. Sri Bhagavanuvacha,
Sri Bhagavanuvacha,
Ashochyanandvashochastvam, Ashochyanandvashochastvam, Pragna vadam chabasha se. Pragna vadam chabasha se. Gata sum nagata sum scha.
Gata
sum agata sum scha. Nano shochanti pandita.
Nano shochanti pandita.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Ashochyan Anvashochyastvam.
Ashochyan Anvashochyastvam.
Prajnavadam Schabhashase.
Prajnavadam Schabhashase.
Gatasum Nagatasum Scha.
Gatasum Nagatasum Scha.
Nanu Shochanti Pandita.
Nanu Shochanti Pandita.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Ashochyan Anvashochyastvam. Ragnavadam Schabhasase. Gatasum Nagatasum Scha. Nanu Shochanti Pandita. Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Ashochyan, not worthy of lamentation, Anvashocha, you are lamenting, Tvam, you, Pragnavadam, learned talk.
Cha.
Also
Bhashase,
speaking.
speaking,
gata,
gata,
lost,
lost,
asum,
asum,
life,
life,
agata,
agata,
not past,
not past,
asum,
asum,
life,
life,
cha,
cha,
also,
also,
na,
na,
never,
never,
anusho chanti,
anusho chanti,
lament,
lament,
pandita,
pandita,
the learned,
the learned.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, while speaking learned words, you are mourning for what is not worthy of grief. Those who are wise lament neither for the living nor for the dead. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Lord at once took the position of the teacher and chastised the student, calling him indirectly a fool. The Lord said, you are talking like a learned man, but you do not know that one who is learned, one who knows what is body and what is soul, does not lament for any stage of the body, neither in the living nor in the dead condition. As explained in later chapters, it will be clear that knowledge means to know matter and spirit and the controller of both. Arjuna argued that religious principles should be given more importance than politics or sociology, but he did not know that knowledge of matter, soul, and the Supreme is even more important than religious formulas. And because he was lacking in that knowledge, he should not have posed himself as a very learned man. As he did not happen to be a very learned man, he was consequently lamenting for something which was unworthy of lamentation. The body is born and is destined to be vanquished a day or tomorrow. Therefore, the body is not as important as the soul. One who knows this is actually learned, and for him there is no cause for lamentation, regardless of the condition of the material body.
ผู้ที่รู้ข้อแตกต่างระหว่างร่างกายกับดวงวิญญาณจะไม่เศร้าโศกไม่ว่าร่างกายจะอยู่ในสภาวะเช่นไรเป็นหรือตายดังจากอธิบายในบทต่อไปให้ทราบชัดเจนว่าความรู้หมายถึงรู้วัตถุและดวงวิญญาณและรู้ถึงผู้ควบคุมทั้งสองสิ่งนี้องค์อรจุนะทรงโต้เถียงว่าเราควรจะให้ความสำคัญ แก่หลักศาสนามากกว่าการเมืองหรือการสังคมแต่อรจุนะทรงไม่ทราบว่าความรู้วัตถุดวงวิญญาณและพระเจ้าทรงมีความสำคัญกว่าวิธีกรรมทางศาสนาเนื่องจากท่านไม่มีความรู้เช่นนี้ท่านจึงไม่ควรอวดตัวเองว่าเป็นผู้มีความรู้สูงไม่ได้มีความรู้สูงอันใดเลยเพราะว่าท่านเศร้าโศกกับสิ่งที่ ไม่ควรฆ่าแก่การเศร้าโศกร่างกายที่เกิดมาแล้วจะต้องถึงจุดจบไม่วันนี้ก็วันพรุ่งนี้ฉะนั้นร่างกายจึงไม่สำคัญเท่ากับดวงวิญญาณผู้ทราบเช่นนี้จึงเป็นผู้ที่รู้ที่แท้จริงสำหรับบุคคลผู้นี้จะไม่มีความเศร้าโศกเสียใจอันเนื่องมาจากร่างกายวัตถุ
Om Akyanatamaranjasyakyanantanasalakaya Sri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadama Yam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajevam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam
Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Nikamsya. Hey Krishna Karana Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Stite Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kaupa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasavi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So this is the beginning of Lord Krishna's teachings to Arjuna.
And he
Lord Krishna is taking the position of the teacher and he is beginning by chastising his student. It is said when the teacher is strict, then the student will work better, work harder. If the teacher is not very strict, if the teacher is easygoing, then the students will also take it easy and they will not work hard and they will not learn anything. So Krishna is a good teacher and he begins by chastising, by telling Arjuna he's stupid, he's being foolish. Arjuna was thinking he's being very intelligent, he's being very religious, but Krishna was not impressed. The battle of Kurukshetra was taking place because of some family dispute, some political affair. So Arjuna was thinking by being religious, he was being better than the people who were just simply arguing. But it is pointed out that simply being religious is not enough. You have to also understand, you have to understand the body and the soul and the Supreme Lord. So Krishna is going to bring Arjuna to a higher understanding. Krishna immediately begins by telling him that Arjuna is lamenting for the body. And to just lament about the body is stupid. That is just for an ignorant person. There's an example given to explain The example is about a person, drowning in the river. So the person is drowning in the river, he shouts, "Help, help, save me." So a person was walking along the side of the river and he hears the shout for help. So he thinks, "Oh, okay, I will go in, I will save him." And he goes into the water, swims there. And he gets to the person, and he gets hold of the person, and somehow he gets the person's shirt, but he doesn't get the person. And the person comes back and says, "I saved him, I saved him." And he holds up the shirt. So this is like Arjuna's situation. Arjuna is thinking only about the body. Just as the shirt is not important, the person in the shirt is more important than the shirt. In the same way, the soul is more important than the body. And Arjuna is just simply lamenting about the body. But this body is going to die one day. Either it will die today or tomorrow or the next day, but it has to die. Because this body has taken birth, so it, one day it has to die. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, "Jatasya hi dhruvam mrityu dhruvam janma mritasya cha." For one who takes birth, death is certain. So we have every living entity, every form of life has taken birth in this world. And because we have taken birth, one day we will also have to die. So we cannot save this body from death. But Arjuna was thinking that by not fighting, that he was going to save people from death. So Krishna wants him to understand that you're not saving anyone from death. Everyone has to die. Maharaj Yudhisthira was asked, "What is the most wonderful thing in the world?" And Maharaj Yudhisthira said, "The most wonderful thing is that everyone thinks they will live forever. They don't, that they won't die." Although they see that everybody is dying, they are thinking, "I won't die." And they're not doing anything to prepare for the death. So, ignorant people cannot understand what is actually worthy of lamenting for.
Mm-hmm.
Arjuna had been, he was lamenting, he was feeling sorry for the body. But there's no reason to feel sorry for the body. We shouldn't feel sorry about this body dying. We should understand this is the law of nature. It's not just some people who are going to die, but it's every living entity, every form of life. But we should not worry about it, because the body is only the dress of the soul. But the soul does not die, the soul is eternal. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Antavanta ime deha nityash yokta sharirina. Antavanta ime deha, that which what is within the body, the dehe within the body, that is eternal. The soul is eternal. But the body, that is temporary. So there's no reason to lament for the body. And there's no reason to lament for the soul. Because the soul will just simply change its dress. It will give up one body to take another body. So Krishna says, a wise person does not lament for either for the living or for the dead. Because the living people, those who are living, they're going to die one day, and the dead people, they're going to take birth again. You know, this is the law of nature. So why should we lament when we give up one dress? If you give up an old dress to get a new dress, why will you feel sorry? Oh, my old dress, oh, my old dress. Are you going to cry that you have to give up your old jeans or your old dress to get some new jeans or a new dress? When Bhakti Charu Swami had some health problem, and he had to go to hospital, and all his disciples and students, they were all lamenting, they were all so worried about their Guru Maharaj. But when he came back from the hospital, he said to them, why are you worried? Why are you lamenting? He said, this body is just like the car, just a vehicle for the soul. So if you give up this car to get the new car, are you going to worry, oh, my old car, oh, where is my old car gone? No, you'll feel happy, have a new car. So in this way, we have to properly understand the nature of birth and death in this material world. So only ignorant, out of ignorance and foolishness, we lament for the body. But actually there's no reason to lament. So Krishna points out to Arjuna that while you're speaking this Prajnavadam, you're speaking so nicely, it sounds like you're so intelligent, you're so learned, but actually you're the biggest fool. So this is the nature of the material world. The people sound very intelligent, but actually they're the most foolish people. They do not know what is actually worthy of knowledge. They do not know what is actual real knowledge. People lament about things which are, you know, which we, there's no reason to lament. If one has a nice car and you have an accident with your car, then you will lament that, oh my car. So we will lament because we're attached to these things. We're attached to our car, we're attached to our body. But we have to understand the temporary nature of all these things of the material world. We have to become attached to Krishna. We don't want to be simply in ignorance about who we are and what we're here for. So Krishna is going to explain. Krishna is immediately beginning his teaching by putting Arjuna in his place and by telling him that he is being stupid, he is being ignorant. Arjuna was thinking he is being a very good man, he is thinking he is being very righteous and religious. But Krishna is not impressed. Krishna can see through all of this ignorance. And we will see how Krishna can guide Arjuna out of his ignorance and bring him to the platform of real transcendental knowledge. So the beginning of Krishna's teachings to Arjuna is to impress upon him that he is not the body, but he is the soul living in the body. This is a very important part of transcendental knowledge. This is the beginning of transcendental knowledge. And if we do not understand this properly, if we don't get the proper understanding then we will never progress in our spiritual knowledge. It is not enough to simply say, I am not the body. Yeah, you can say, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. I am soul, I am spirit, I am not the body. But that is not realization. That is just knowledge. So Brahman not only has knowledge, but he has realization. He can apply this knowledge. Just like you go to science, you know, Shakti is doing physics, so she's got theory and she's got also laboratory. She has to apply the knowledge she gets, the theory. She sees the theory in practice. So we're learning the theory in the Bhagavad Gita. We're hearing Krishna speak to Arjuna. You're not the body is temporary, the soul is eternal. We have to apply that knowledge in our daily life. One who understands he's not the body will not be interested in serving his senses. This body is just simply a network of senses, and the senses demand attention. The tongue wants to speak and to eat. And this way, the different senses are all demanding their activities. But one who understands that they are a soul, then they're able to conquer over the force of the senses. So this is very important to get this foundation to Krishna consciousness right. We have to, just like if you're building a house, you know, they dig in the ground and they put steel and concrete in the ground to make the basis, the foundation of the house strong, so they can build up. If you try to build a house on sand without any foundation, then the house can fall down anytime because there's nothing to hold it up. Just like when they build these big buildings, big tall buildings, they have to dig in the ground first of all. They dig in the ground and they put so much steel and concrete, and that is the foundation for the big skyscraper building. So in the same way, to practice Krishna consciousness, we also need a good foundation. We need a good, strong foundation to develop our attraction for Krishna. And that foundation is to get realization, practical realization and understanding that we are not this body, and that we have to give up the demand, the attempt to enjoy the senses. So, sense gratification is a great enemy on the path of a advancing devotee. And sense, why do we want sense gratification? Because we still think, I am this body, I want to enjoy. But we have to be convinced, we have to have some real understanding that I'm not the body, that I'm a soul, and that just to satisfy my senses is not real happiness. Happiness from the senses, the pleasure of the senses, that is there for all kinds of creatures, animals, and but human life is meant for self-realization. And we have to, it begins by controlling the mind and senses. So Arjuna needs to be reminded of this. He has to understand properly that there's no reason to lament for the body. This body is come from dust and it will go back to dust. But for the soul, there's no question of death. The soul doesn't take birth and it doesn't die. The soul is not cut by any weapon, it's not burned by fire. The soul is not withered by the wind. And the soul is not moistened by water. So that the soul is eternally existing. So Arjuna has no reason to lament for the soul. So in this way Krishna is explaining why the wise do not lament for either the living or the dead. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote a little poem describing the position of a devotee. So a devotee, a Vaishnava, dies to live. Yeah, he dies. He because his real life is with Krishna in the spiritual world. And when he's living here in this world, He tries to spread the holy name. So this is life of a devotee. Okay, any question?
One day to a guy, I said, why are you saying that something is dead? The body is just right here. And he said, okay, body is right here, but heart is not working.
Heart is not working.
Yeah. So he said, then what is that? Then he said, then the heart is dead. Then I said, oh no, it's the, how the heart is dead? He said, heart is stopped working. Stopped working means it's dead. That's how you said that. Dead means that in this way.
Well, yeah. The body gets life from the soul. It's the soul which gives life to this body. When the soul leaves the body, then there's no life anymore in the body. But this body, whether we're alive or dead, the body itself is matter. It doesn't have life on its own. There's no real life in the body. The life is coming from the soul. Just like these clothes, you put the dress on, you wear the dress, you wear the clothes, and you know, they have some life, because you know, persons within the dress. But there's no real life in the dress. In the same way, there's no life in the body, but the life is there in the soul. It's the soul which is giving life to this body. The car moves when there's a driver. If there's no driver, the car doesn't move on its own. You need the driver to give life to the car. So this body, you know, it is dead actually. It's just matter, it's just chemicals. We said it came from dust and it goes back to dust. That's all it is. And you can see it's just like a machine, you know, different parts. You know, you can take parts from somebody else and put these other parts. You need a new liver, or you need a new lung, or you need a new heart or something. You know, they transplant the different organs from other people and put them in people. So this body is just some mechanism, just some machine for us, for the soul to utilize. And when the soul leaves, when the soul goes from the body is a dead body again. So, why should we lament for this body? The real relationship is the soul. There was one research institute. They were doing research with animals, and they were talking to monkeys, and they were trying to have conversation with monkeys. They were trying to see how much they could communicate with monkeys. So, in the course of the research, one of the monkeys died. So then they asked the other monkeys, they said, you know, what happened to your friend? Where did your other monkey, the other monkey go? So the monkey pointed like this, you know, that went into the ground, you know, that must have been buried. He got buried, maybe the monkey got buried, you know, after he died, they buried the monkey. The monkey went like that. So for monkeys, you know, that's as much as they could understand. You know, they could only understand the monkey was a monkey, a body, and when the body died, they bury it, place it in the ground. But human beings, you know, we should understand more than that. We shouldn't just simply think, oh, there's a body. But, you know, when somebody dies, we say, they've gone. They've gone, you know, the body is still there, but they've gone. Now, when people die, you know, we burn their bodies and dispose of their bodies because we know, you know, it's just their body, that their soul is gone. So human beings should, you know, we're meant to be more educated than monkeys, to have a higher understanding than some monkeys. But if we are thinking that, you know, we're the body, then we're no better than the animal. So we want to make people more aware, educate people about the nature of the soul, that the soul leaves the body, has to take birth again. We should think, where are we going to take our next birth? Now we have this human form of life. The human form of life is a junction. From this body we can go up, or we can go down, or we can come back again. So we have to make the best use of this human form of life. The human form of life is actually meant for getting out from this material world. To get free of birth and death. Mambu pecha punarjanma dukala yama shasvatam Napnovanti Mahatmana Samsadim Paramangata. The great souls who are yogis in devotion, they do not return to this material world, knowing it to be a temporary place of misery. So like that, we don't want to come back to this material world. So in order not to come back, we have to be detached from this body. Detachment from the body will come the more we are attached to Krishna. So we have to develop our love for Krishna. Okay, Hare Krishna, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai.